you come into work on a day that I don't think anybody has ever seen you, and you're barreling through the office, and you don't look at anybody, but for some reason, your eyes land on me, and you give that familiar gesture of, come here, with your index finger. You walk into your office and slam the door. I'm a little bit apprehensive as I get up and walk over to your office, opening the door and asking if it's okay if I come in. You nod, and I close the door behind me as I sit in the chair in front of you. As soon as I sit down, you lay into me about all of the bad things that I've been doing, either in the office or on the phone. I look down a little bit, knowing that I've done those things, and there's not much else I can do to save my hide. And as you're talking, once you get to my calls, I see that you shift a few times. I pick up my head a little bit and start observing you a little bit closer. You've slowed down a little bit, and you're simply saying all the things that I've been saying on the phone, telling me that it's very bad. And the way that you're saying it doesn't appear as though you are angry about it. It just seems like you're pointing it out to me. And with how much you've listened to, it makes it a little bit odd. In a good way for me, but I ask you how many calls you've listened to. You tell me that you listened to over 20 of my calls that this has happened, just to make sure that it's been a reoccurring issue, not just a one-off. I can't help but let a grin spread across my lips. And you notice and start to get a little bit more upset, saying that this is not the way that you run your company. This is not the way that I should act. And I ask you, how should I act? I'm just trying to make sure that the customers are thoroughly satisfied. This is a joke that you don't appreciate, and you fall silent. I take this opportunity to get up and say that I haven't technically done anything wrong. I haven't told anyone to do anything bad. I haven't said any curse words or anything like that. I've cleverly made any naughty references in a way that wouldn't technically get me in trouble. But you've noticed that pattern, and you don't appreciate it. But I know you can't tell HR about it either, because of how many you've listened to, and the fact that you're not supposed to be listening. It's supposed to be the audit team, and you're just my manager. So, I walk over to your side of the desk where you're sitting down. You look a little bit confused, still a little angry. Ask me what I'm doing. I don't say anything. I just turn your chair around so you're facing me, and I kneel in front of you, and I tell you exactly what I think. I tell you that I think you noticed how I've been acting, and you had to find some sort of way of getting me in your office. So you had to find something in my calls to make me come in here, which I wanted you to do. Now, as I speak, I reach forward and unbutton, unzip, and unbuckle your pants, and reach my hand inside to grip your cock. There is a sound that you make that absolutely melts me, and it wasn't what I was expecting. I was thinking maybe a gasp or a moan or something of that nature, but you whimper. And I love it. And so, while my hand is massaging your cock as it grows and grows hotter in my hand. I tell you that I think that you wanted something like this to happen. That if I just pull your underwear and your pants down and started sucking your cock, which I fully intend to do, that you wouldn't stop me. You might even beg me to stop. But really, I know that you wouldn't want it. You start shaking your head, and it is so adorable how you think that I won't still do it. So, I proceed in freeing your cock, and very carefully, I lick your head, as already spouting some of that pre-cum. Does taste pretty good. I hear another one of those whimpers, and I love it. I need more. So, I place my mouth over the head of your cock and start suckling a little bit. And you start pushing your hips up. Ooh. You have no idea how much I love when that happens. But I let you, and I start to take more of your cock in. As your hips are bucking up and more of those whimpers are just spilling out of your mouth. Begging me and asking me for more. Like the good boy you are. And I don't care that you're my manager or that you preside over me or that we could possibly get in trouble for this. I just want that come out of you. I keep sucking for a little longer, and I pull up with a pop, and you look at me like you want to kill me, because you need to come, and I know you do, but not just yet. I stand up, and I pull up my skirt, and bring my panties down, and you very vigorously shake your head no, because I know you're married. And I know your wife wouldn't enjoy any of this happening, but that is definitely a no-no. But I don't care. I need you. I've needed you for so long. And with the way you're acting, I can't help myself. I can't help but put you in your place the way I know you want to be. And I know, even though you keep telling me no, 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 your hips are moving as I situate myself onto your lap and sink down so that your cock is penetrating me. Now there's a very lovely groan out of you. I start to fuck you. My hands on your shoulders, just riding that cock. Not caring that you're desperately trying to get me off of you, but the funny thing is, your hands are on my hips, making me go down and up and down and up again. And it's just so confusing the way that you're talking, especially with your cock twitching inside me. And I know how close you are. I know how badly you need to come. So I lean down very close to your ear and I tell you one simple line. I say, come inside me, boy. Come right now. I think that you weren't expecting that because right after, I feel your cock twitch, pulse, and I feel that cum spurting out of you. I ride all the way until you're done. And a little bit after, making you squirm and beg me to stop because you're so sensitive. After a little bit, I do. I kiss your cheek and say, thank you, sir. I get up. pull up my panties and walk out of your office, knowing that that is not the last time that I will be visiting you for my behavior.